This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's dispel the myths and get to the facts. The facts are that this has been a busy week in the News Talk Radio world, and here to bring us up to date on what the conversations are, some of the meat, the potatoes, some of the ice cream, the cake. Maybe there's a little chocolate in here, too, as well, Michael.
I gained weight doing this report.
Yes, right. Exactly. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. Not to trivialize the stories of the people. Sometimes we want to have a little bit of fun because this stuff, you look at the list and there's not much nice or fun.
Have you noticed?
I'm sitting here
fighting off depression as we prepare for the broadcast, looking over the materials at hand. You know, you talk about dispelling the myths. It'll be mythy and pithy. The problem is it's very depressing. This is a lousy week in terms of stories. A lot of stuff going on. Okay, so let's jump in.
Let's jump into it. That's a good idea, please.
At number 10, we have the Dave Chappelle incident. At number 9, we have...
That's weird in and of itself, isn't it?
It's very depressing. I mean, first of all, it's dangerous to be a comedian. And that's on a whole variety of fronts. Not to mention, if a person now can be attacked while standing on stage performing at a serious, you know, venue. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about some bar room in the
Hollywood Bowl.
A Hollywood Bowl. We were talking the other recently, you know, about the Academy Awards. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have a tie between mainstay topics that are sort of pushed down to the bottom, but still talked about: race relations, immigration, and climate change. The fires in New Mexico are fueling a lot of that discussion.
Yeah.
Crime and violence at number 8. Number 7, we have Elon Musk and Twitter, and that's tied with social media in general, is always in our top 10. COVID-19 is at a very unstable number 6. At number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which obviously is bending and being changed by the Russia-Ukraine war. The economy is at 4, and that's not great. At number 3, the January 6th committee grinds on, and that's tied with Donald Trump.
It is a grind, dude. Isn't it just a grind?
Oh, it's grinding on. Just grinding on. And very likely we'll just continue to grind on until the elections, and then the Democrats will lose control of it, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and the GOP, that's also part of number 3, and J.D. Vance had a victory in Ohio in a Senate primary, which is sort of a bit of a victory for Donald Trump in terms of his role as kingmaker.
Yeah, endorsing me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At number 2, partisan politics and the 2022 and 2024 elections. That's number 2. And number 1, we didn't even know this story was going to be on the chart last week. Mm-hmm. And here it is at number 1, and that is Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go over the people? At number 10,
please.
Dave Chappelle. Number 9, Elon Musk. Janet Yellen at 8. Kevin McCarthy at 7. Samuel Alito and John Roberts at 6. Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5. Madison Cawthorn at 4. J.D. Vance at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And Joe Biden at number 1. And there you have it.
The Piece of Work Award this week goes to Madison Cawthorn. Don't you think?
I find myself, and I'm going to admit this, when I see his name, I just sort of close down and
don't pay any attention.
He's like on this certain list of goofballs.
Would Marjorie Taylor Greene be another one on that list?
She sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
on a certain level, so was AOC. It's not political how you handle yourself and how loud.
Well, for me, it's people like it's our senator. You live in Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts. When you look at anything that she says, I just discount it. It's just like
I'm angry. We're going to fight. We're going to fight.
Just noise. She's all noise.
Yes.
And Mitch McConnell's the same way. He's an old fossil. You know, the two of them are back and forth because the economy is number four this week. And because of the suggestions, I suppose this could go into the political partisan politics number two discussion as well. The business about whether or not to pay back student loans, whether we tax those bad guys that run those corporations, get them. Meanwhile, her net worth is four times what it was when she became a senator. Of course, that's just a...
It just happens. Ran into a little bit of money.
Right, exactly. Yep. Okay. So anyhow, it's they say, well, she was writing books and speaking. Well, she wouldn't have had the notoriety had she not been elected. I suppose maybe that's a way of looking. It's just all kinds of this stuff, and then people are trying to take a shot at Elon Musk, who basically is one of the best stories of what the American dream is all about. A great American. He's not even American.
He annoys me. I find him to be an excessive example of the American dream.
Then it shows you
diminishing returns on all sides. The fact that an individual could rise up through business and make a lot of money, I think that's great.
Yeah.
But when you take it past a certain point, and an individual can buy control over the major venues of communication because he has money, then we have to hope he's a benevolent dictator.
And is he?
I don't know what the hell he is. His book has yet to be written. All I know is I don't like power concentrated in any one individual, and I don't like power concentrated in any one group.
What's the George Orwell line? Power is corrupting, and power corrupts people. There's a line from a George Orwell book that's similar to that. No, it's ultimate power.
There's a lot of lines in Orwell that fit into a lot of the things we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's for sure. But News Talk Radio is about what the issues are of the day and of the week. You can find, by the way, these appear every week as they are floated at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. The whole business about government money and where it goes, I saw something this week, the Stanford University School of Environmentalism got $1 billion to create a sustainability school. Is that the appropriate way for us to spend our money? I guess depends on whether you... I think we all know that the climate is in... I don't know if jeopardy is the right word, but there's a question about it. Is it all man-made, the problem, or is part of it what would be going on anyway? That's kind of like a Roe v. Wade discussion. So let's go back to that for a second, Michael, with your thoughts on how Roe v. Wade will affect the election coming up this fall, because that seems to be on, as the worm squirms, there are a couple of different angles to this. One of them for me is the fact that it's being brought up now when there's so much else going on. How much more hoopla can we stand and take, and why is it necessary to bring this up now? They could have put it off if they had wanted to. And then the whole business about the latest, the three people Trump appointed all were asked questions definitively about Roe v. Wade, and they all pretty much said it was, decided legislation or something along that line.
Well, some said it was decided back in the early 70s when it became the law of the land. Others say they will obey the law.
Right.
They will follow the law.
They didn't.
Of course,
they haven't.
In many cases, the judiciary in America thinks it's the legislature, that it not only interprets the law, but it creates the law. And this is where we're running into problems in terms of the separation of the seats of government, of the different divisions of government, checks and balances. It's very messy out there right now. If you look at history, though, it's always been messy. We're experiencing just this brand of American democratic messiness. So we shouldn't get too depressed over it, because it's not like this is the first time we've had these arguments. The abortion issue, though, is mind-boggling, because it ultimately comes down to philosophy and theology and uncertainty, and that is, when is a fetus officially
a human being? Yeah.
And what is the role of government in protecting life versus our being protected from the government infringing on our privacy?
Mm-hmm.
And these two concepts are at odds with each other, and there isn't really a clearly defined demarcation between the two. This is the issue.
It's strategically
very difficult in terms of the human impact this has. But so many people get involved in this that nothing to do with the human side, has to do with the political side.
Oh, totally. There are people.
Women.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so many of the people who are vehement about this issue had completely different points of view at different times in their life based on their political interests.
Yep. That's right. All right, we're going to talk about COVID and the situation. What's the scoop with Joe Biden, connection to COVID, about his present status? Is it because he hasn't delivered on COVID or because he hasn't delivered on the Russia war? Well, let's talk about that as we continue. Lots of issues to discuss this week. Help yourself to comments, too, on our Facebook page at djvshow.com or Instagram and Twitter as well. Here's something that came to light this week in terms of what you are doing. There's this new drug that people are talking about that's supposed to help you lose 20 pounds in 20 days or something. That comes up. Buy stock in Eli Lilly. I'm not here to... That's not my message, but that's what you're going to find in the next few months. You're going to be the talk of the town is this drug that helps you lose weight. And then at the end of that, though, unless you keep buying the drug, you're not going to be able to keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the right way, the natural way, the honest way to keep weight off after you lose it, no matter how you've lost it. Exercise, dieting, whatever it is, pills. Calitrin, at the end of the day, is the way to save yourself. And there's a new powder. They have a capsule, they have a liquid, and they have a powder. Check it all out. See how it works. Find out the success stories. All natural Calitrin. All the info is at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's get into the discussion again with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here every week at this time. This program plays all across the weekend on hundreds of radio stations. The idea is for you, and you can get a podcast of it too, by the way. Notice the listenership to the podcast is going up. It's at talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can find the reference to it also at djvshow.com or at dougsteffen.com. And so here we are with these issues. We're grinding out our thoughts about it. And it is, almost some of this stuff has become a grind. Certainly COVID now, I don't think it's been as low as six since back in March of 2020, has it?
Right. Well, no, it hasn't. But it doesn't mean it's not important. And it doesn't mean it's a big six. We want to lose interest in it. There's this mass denial going on. And it's really funny when you're in a room full of people and no one's wearing a mask and people are like out socializing and all that. I don't use the word infectious or contagious, but it is. You believe it's safe. And at this point, the information that we get from authorities, experts, is so muddy that everybody is out for themselves in terms of what to do about vaccines, boosters, masks, what attitude to have about this, and how dangerous are these new variants that are being uncovered in South Africa and might follow the same path as Omicron and all those. It's very depressing.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. That's what I said. When I was looking for something nice and fun to talk about, no matter what, that's what I try to do on the daily DJV program.
Well,
and find stuff
luck.
That's yeah, right.
Right, gang. Yeah, hey. Start your day with a smile, and you'll be happier and healthier.
Dave Chappelle is number 10 on the people list and number 10 on the story list. The Hollywood Bowl. You've been to the Hollywood Bowl, right?
Yeah,
you've been in there. Yeah, okay. So you can visualize
I scored 300 there. Wait a second. It was a different Hollywood Bowl. No, I think I
did
the Hollywood Bowl one time.
Yeah.
One time in my life, I was pulled into seeing a Barry Manilow concert.
Oh, good for you. I love Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, you're talking to the right guy. I think Barry Manilow is fabulous. People all tease me. The girls on the DJV show tease the heck out of me when I
sing along with a Barry Manilow song. Anyway.
That's okay. We understand.
So he didn't get attacked on stage, and not likely he would. Who's the guy? What do we know about this guy? He's been charged, what, with three or four?
23 years old. 23 years old. I think his name is Isaiah Lee.
Yeah.
He had some kind of a weird fake gun.
Yeah.
He is not going to be prosecuted by the Los Angeles District Attorney because they don't believe
that guy doesn't even prosecute anybody.
Well, I mean, you know, the DAs all around the country are all wimps, and that's one of the problems in terms of crime in America. But he is being held, and he's being charged with misdemeanors and all kinds of stuff. So it stinks. Interestingly, yeah. Jamie Foxx and Chris Rock were part of a Netflix show that was being done, and they calmed the audience down.
Yes. And Chris Rock said, "Is that Will Smith?"
Yeah.
Take a laugh. But yeah, there's something like that. And he's very good at that. I mean, Chris Rock is very, very, very good at that sort of thing. It's too bad. It didn't hurt him. You know, remember when he came to Boston a couple of weeks ago, right after the Academy Awards, and people were paying $8,000 just to have a chance to go in, and he didn't ever say anything in his performance, but people paying $8,000 from scalpers out in the street to get in to see Chris Rock. God love the guy. But anyway, it's another reflection of the wackadoodle world that we live in, and part of the things that we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America's future will be built by a renewed manufacturing sector.
These technologies revolutionize the way of life. They keep prices low for businesses and families. So let's make them in America again. Let's build a future here in America.
Speaking in Ohio on Friday, Biden saying the United States has been too reliant on goods that are made overseas. He argued more U.S. manufacturing will fuel innovation while paving the way for lower prices and stronger, more reliant supply chains. The CDC is investigating cases of severe hepatitis in children in 25 states and territories across the United States. The agency is looking into 109 cases which have caused 14% of the kids to have liver transplants. This is USA Radio News. There are calls for federal law enforcement to investigate a leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and upholding Mississippi's law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on Fox Business claims progressive lawmakers are undermining the Supreme Court.
The full purpose of this was to get this information out before the decision was made and solidified so that the left could do just exactly this and bully our justices that are going to be making this determination on this final decision.
The White House and President Biden have not condemned the leak. Chief Justice John Roberts already has the marshal of the court looking into who leaked the opinion. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Nina Jankowicz calling on her to testify about her new role as the head of Biden's Disinformation Governance Board at the Department of Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's not really a show because you can't see it, but it's the Talk Radio
what?
Countdown program.
What?
What?
You can't see it? This is the theater of the mind. Of course you can see it.
That's what it
goodness,
is.
Doug.
Uh-huh.
This is
okay,
the
well.
Show. This is the greatest show on earth. Radio.
As an aside, you should come visit my farm this summer. We actually booked a circus to come to the farm.
Are you
later
serious?
In August. Yes, right. So you can come, maybe bring your lovely wife Bernadette and
no,
run the circus.
I have a circus act that I've been doing for years.
Juggling?
I'm a fat lady.
You're a fat lady?
I'm the fat lady, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to some of these other universal items. Oh, actually, I wanted to mention, speaking of who's who and what's what, the annual Talkers Countdown, I'm sorry, Talkers Convention, the weekly Talkers Countdown. It's the annual Talkers Convention taking place in New York City in June at Hofstra University. It's a great venue. We'll do the program from there that Friday morning. So anybody who is anybody in the world of news talk radio and talk in general are going to be in attendance, I would assume. Yes, that's usually the way it is.
More so than ever. This is
really
a heck of a gal. Oh, take a look at Talkers. You'll see the lineup so far. It's amazing. And you're going to broadcast from there, huh? It's going to be great.
I am. Well, if I'm invited to do that.
A wonderful facility to broadcast from. You're going to get spoiled. You're going to want to be there all the time.
We did it the last time. When was the last time we were there? We were there last year.
Last year.
We?
Last year, yeah.
And we were there a number of years before that. Yeah, the studios are great.
2015.
Met a lot of young students. Now. This is a school of broadcasting. Hofstra is where you went to school.
Yep.
And so it's not a tricky place to be taken care of. It's very good, and it's a good... I don't know, I just enjoy it. I love going into, you know what it is with me? I'm used to working in a studio in my home, and I have been doing it that way. I may have been probably the first guy, frankly, without crowing about it, that did radio this way back in the early 90s. And so now when I go into a studio, when I was working at KBC, I loved going in there because it was a real radio station. It's like, you know, the feeling of it. And going into those studios they have at Hofstra, that's going into a real radio studio, real radio station. And there's something about those of us who have their grassroots coming up in this business. We love going into real studios. That sounds silly.
However, no, it doesn't sound silly at all. However, a little inside baseball here.
Yes.
It ain't the same as it was in the old days, and I don't like saying that, but there was something about the old-fashioned radio stations with turntables, cart machines, you know, the clatter of the teletype machines coming from a newsroom where there are a bunch of news people. You know, there was a smell, the smell of the felt and the ink. That doesn't exist anymore. Radio stations today are like computer centers. Everything is computerized.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So you can run a radio station on a keyboard as opposed to with all those knobs and dials and things.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I got three screens here in the studio and a microphone. That's pretty much it. There's no knob. I have a control board that has little knobs and sliders and stuff. But it's not like sitting around that big board and it was just not fun.
But they all still work. But there was something about the big, and every radio station had a slightly different board. So when you got a job at a new radio station, and in many cases you had to run your own board, that's called comboing, where you were both your own board operator and the talent.
Yeah.
It was like driving a car for the first time. You know, you never rent a car and you don't know where the key is, and there's no key and it's a button, and you don't know how to turn on the windshield wiper when it starts raining.
There's a certain amount of inside baseball for this, for folks who are listening. I'm just thinking about other stations that I worked in. I can remember being at WCAU in Philadelphia, and I had no jurisdiction. The union guys, the techs, had what we called final jurisdiction, which meant that whatever was on the air wasn't up to you. It was up to them. And you must have worked in places like that.
I worked in every situation in radio. I've been in radio long enough to. I've worked with union workers. I've worked on low. I've had board operators. I've worked with the biggest radio stations with the finest equipment, and I broadcast from junk holes.
Me too.
I mean, I've done it all.
Worked in the same thing. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So anyway, back to the Talkers Convention, and who's going to be there? A lot of bluster and muster, and it'll be the usual. It's an egocentric. There's energy in the room.
Well, I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean,
I see it as productive.
I see it as productive.
It's not productive. It's just funny. It's amusing. I think somebody might say that about me.
You think so?
I'm just saying this is a collective of energy of egos.
Well, it's an industry of colorful people.
Yeah.
Colorful characters go into these industries that are half business, half art, half technical, half spontaneous, a lot of ego, comedy, tragedy. I mean, it's an amazing field. And it has a certain culture to it that, you know, having spent much of my life as part of it, you know, I see it changing, I see it fading, but I still see it has life in it. And this convention... is sort of one of the things that keeps the tradition of radio alive at the center of the hub of a bigger wheel of multi-platform media. I mean, there is no such thing anymore as radio, as newspapers, as movies, as television. It's all blending together into something that has yet to fully coalesce. And we cling to these 20th century notions that, you know, you work at a newspaper or you read the paper or you're watching a TV show or you go to the movies. But it's all different and it's getting increasingly different.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, let's go back to Joe Biden, who's our president. He's number one on the people list, as usual. There are people who continue. They make a career out of taking the pulse of the people when it comes to presidents. How do you like that for alliteration? And there are those who continue to look at Biden's approval ratings, mostly the people that don't like him. And he's down and up and this, that, and the other thing. What's the problem? Why is he going down? Is it COVID? Is it the situation with Russia? Is it just general malaise? Because every time he opens his mouth, somebody comes up behind him with a broom to clean up what he said. So there are a lot of different examples. And I wonder, if we don't go overboard with this, trying to every day measure the effectiveness of somebody like the president. It isn't just Biden, it's all these guys now who are there measuring their effectiveness. We have lost trust, supposedly, in Biden. I saw that as a headline, huh? What? You trusted Trump? trusted Bush? You know, what? Come on.
Every president makes the previous president seem good.
Yeah. That's what we mean.
Every president creates nostalgia for the guy we got rid of suffered with.
Bush is a bum.
Yeah, now
Bush
is
bad.
Yeah, I remember seeing an off-Broadway play called Bush is Bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was George W. Bush.
No, he was bad, but... But who is...
He was horrible. I mean, look, Trump won the nomination in 2016 by going against Bush. He did he did something that was considered sacrilegious. He turned on his own party. The Bushes were sanctified.
Well, the party isn't that party anymore. No. That's not the same party.
Well, parties don't say the parties change.
Yeah.
You know, it's fascinating to look at the concept of a political party in America. It's a very loosely connected set of people and values. There's no such thing as a political party, you know, being unchanging. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, "I didn't leave the party; the party left me."
Yep. So I'd say,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I was a Republican most of my life. I'm not now. There's nothing about what the mainstay of the Republican Party, there's nothing there for me, anyway. And I find that it's kind of sad. Actually, when you get right down to brass tacks, I think that it's too bad. Because I always enjoyed, when I was first starting out, I remember being on the air in Cincinnati at WCKY, doing afternoons there, and... The first day I was on the air, I get a call because I went on the air and I said I was in Boston and here we are, blah, blah, blah. First call is, "You stupid East Coast liberal bastard, get on the next plane and go back to Boston." And I said, "But sir, I'm a Republican." "No, you're not." You know, that kind of stuff. And so,
Was that your first taste of bias?
I had gotten it in St. Louis at KMOX, kind of the same. Kind of got the same reception. So, it is what it is. People, and I find more of that today. You get responses from the stations. We're being heard on 345 stations around the country this weekend. And you can be sure that what either or both of us say doesn't settle well with some people who are listening.
I didn't say something as inflammatory as, "I used to be a Republican, but there's nothing there for me now."
No, you didn't.
I wouldn't say
I'll take credit for that.
Yeah, when sometimes people blame me for what you say, and I have to fight them off. No, that was Doug.
It's my fault. Send your email to me.
What you say is, you go, "The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison." And they think you're Michael Harrison when you say that.
Well, listen, I'm no Michael Harrison. You can be sure of that. All right, coming up next.
Yours
is an overview.
Jack Kennedy.
Of the what's Michael talking about on the MH interview this week. We'll get to that in a matter of moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People list from Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the numbers and the names. At number 10, Dave Chappelle. Pretty much everybody knows that story at this point. Number 9, Elon Musk. And what's going on with him in Twitter? I think most everybody knows that at this point. Number 8, Janet Yellen, talking about the situation, the economy, and her job in the federal government. 8. And number 7 is Kevin McCarthy. He's a political hack for the Republicans. Number 6, Samuel Alito, a hack on the Supreme Court. Number 5, Dr. Oz. Number 4 is this guy, Madison Cawthorn. An interesting, I put that in quotation marks, character. J.D. Vance is at number 3 on the people list, Talkers. Number 2, what did Trump used to be called? The Donald, that's it, right. Never hear him referred to that way anymore. Donald Trump's number 2, and the president in resident, that's our Joe. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list, thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th here. At your service, number 10 on the story list is the Dave Chappelle incident. Wow. Think about the ramifications of that in light of what happened at the Oscars. Number 9, race and immigration together. At number 8, crime and violence together. At number 7, Elon Musk and Twitter together. At number 6, COVID-19 and new ideas about shots together. Russia and Ukraine together for number 5. The economy and interest rates, number 4 together. Number 3, January 6th and Donald Trump together. Number 2, partisan politics and the elections coming up together. And Roe v. Wade together. That's the number 1 story this week in conversation. How it affects you and the nation, the election. That's it from the headquarters of Talkers at Talkers.com. All right, reaching new heights in terms of interviews. Michael Harrison does an interview every week that's sort of a complimentary thing to what's being discussed on the Countdown and in Talkers. So this week, who's the star?
Greg Stebbins, who is a fellow who used to be Men's Health magazine editor and their radio spokesman. He's a great interviewee. He went to Ukraine on his own, and he is, for the sake of keeping that story alive in the media, and he's doing interviews on radio, and I talked to him about his process of doing that, as well as what he has seen in Poland and Ukraine. Greg Stebbins, it's a very interesting insight.
Are you troubled? Your reaction troubled?
My reaction to everything about the Ukraine war is troubling to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a horrible thing.
Is he safe over there?
relatively so, because he's on the west side of the country, right, which is far safer than the east side.
Yeah.
But then
right.
again, is anybody safe anywhere in the world?
That's a great question. Ask Dave Chappelle about that.
There you go.
Much
you
anything else. He'd be a good interview for your... for the Michael Harrison interview. All right, check it all out at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Greg Stebbin with Michael Harrison, who's with me as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with our legal advisor, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University in Boston, also the founder of Scamicide.com. I often find our conversations, which are mostly aimed at getting legal points of view on the stories of the week. I guess I can't escape the Roe v. Wade discussion, although I think it's a little specious at this point. Is there a chance, the question that I think is most important, Steve, number one story, by the way, this week on Talkers, the Talkers Countdown List, is there a chance the vote changes? Is this a floater, if you will, and does that lead to people getting worried about whatever decisions they may have thought they ought to make?
Well, you know, it is interesting because I think it's probably pretty apparent that the reason that it was leaked by whomever leaked it was to put political pressure on the court, and the court does respond to political pressure. I mean, it has done so.
Even though it's not supposed to.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And of all the institutions, I would say it generally does a pretty good job of it, of resisting. But it is a political institution. So I don't think it will change. However, it is entirely possible that the decision could be somewhat narrowed and not be a total overhaul of Roe v. Wade. I'll tell you another thing that's interesting about this is, you know, with all of the concern about the leak of the document, and you know, we've seen leaks before, like the WikiLeaks leak with Chelsea Manning and others, but there were thousands of people who had access to that kind of classified information. But in the Supreme Court, it's a narrow group. As a lawyer, to me, what kind of gives me a bit of a chuckle is that this person may not have broken any laws, maybe unethical. It certainly was unethical. But the document itself, the draft, is not classified. And so there probably wasn't any law against it. And it's kind of interesting when you also look at the investigation that the Chief Justice, Justice Roberts, is ordering. He's not asking for the FBI or the Capitol Police or anyone else with real experience to get in there. He's having it done by the marshals, who are really just kind of court officers at the Supreme Court. So I'm not so sure much is going to happen with his investigation.
All right. A couple of other things in terms of scams, because that's one of the things, your bailiwick at scamaside.com. The Securities and Exchange Commission announcing that it will close down a number of cryptocurrency enforcement folks in that division, and then they're going to put it someplace else. So how much corruption is there and people getting scammed by those who are selling you something? You know, crypto is there, probably stays there, but there are all kinds of scams around it, aren't there?
There are. And actually, you know, it might be a good thing leaving the Securities and Exchange Commission, because even though the Securities and Exchange Commission does regulate finance and financial matters like that, they actually don't bring legal cases. They can settle civil cases, but not criminal. And I think this is a recognition that crypto is so serious and so many people are losing literally billions of dollars. And so if this is going to go over to the Justice Department, I think it may streamline the process. But right now, crypto is the perfect example of scammers preying upon people thinking they're going to miss out on something and invest in something that they have no idea how it works. It is so vulnerable, and the scammers literally are making billions of dollars on this. So it could be a good thing if it's going over to the Justice Department.
One of the other scammings this week, the tax refund business. Man, this is every year getting worse and worse and worse. How do you warn people about this, especially if they e-file their taxes?
Yeah, you know, here again, the tax system, complex. People don't necessarily, understand how this is done. TurboTax just and Intuit, which owns it, settled, and it looked really great. Hey, they got
$141 million, right?
You know what it means to the people who filed? You get $30 for each year that you filed with them. But the good thing though is, the lawyers will be paid really well. So there is a good, happy side.
There's a brightness.
Yes,
exactly. Right, exactly. All right. Spoken like a really good lawyer. Yeah. All right. Well, the scams are, we don't have time to talk about them here, but there's a lot of people being scammed because of the war in Ukraine, that kind of stuff. We should talk about that when we have a moment. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman here with us, bringing us up to date on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.